Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The corn and soybeans on my farm are growing tall and beautiful, and also important to note, without weeds. We use today and have used for years Roundup Weed Killer, a Bayer ag product. The most important ingredient in Roundup is glyphosate, and it is the most widely used herbicide in the world, growing corn, soybeans, and cotton. There's a serious concern in farm country because Roundup is under legal attack from thousands of U.S. plaintiffs arguing that it causes cancer. Well, residential consumers represent most of those claims. Bayer Company, very few farmers are complaining at all. We're cheering for Roundup. At this point, Bayer has set aside $16 billion to settle their claims. Our government regulators have taken the position that glyphosate is not carcinogenic, but that may not convince the courts. I put this issue on the table today because of how it is resolved is a major concern to the ag industry. Being able to control damaging weeds in our fields with a herbicide that works is not very expensive and is so important to our business, and also ability to produce and grow food supply for the whole world. And here's another challenge that we face today. The explosion in the cost of energy, the cost of gasoline over $5 per gallon. Our diesel farm fuel has doubled in cost. Our tractors, trucks, and combines drink a lot of diesel fuel. And it wasn't long ago, gasoline was around $2 a gallon, too. The U.S. was energy independent. So what happened? Well, here's what happened. Since taking office, President Biden has worked very hard to drive up the price of fossil fuels and push us towards green energy. On his first day in office, he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline and our leases in Alaska's wildlife refuge. And he then closed the door on new oil and gas leases on federal lands and waters. With the explosion in the cost of energy, now Biden has been trying to get Saudi Arabia to pump more gas, and perhaps U.S. could import oil from Venezuela. And now he's talking about a three-month federal gas tax holiday. Well, the damage has already been done. I don't know what's next. Oh, yes, here is what's next. Your 4th of July cookout, and it will cost you 17% more this year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.